Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. 1810 was a big year for Alaska because it was the year the can was invented, or better yet, the iron can. The first cans were so thick they had to be hammered open and usually weighed more than their contents. Even though they had cans, they didn't have can openers, because it wasn't until 48 years later that Ezra Warner patented the first can opener. So now let's take a step forward in Alaska history. In the summer of 1880, a correspondent for the Portland Oregonian traveled to Alaska to give an account of the fisheries. Although Alaska's seafood processing industry was still in its infancy, the journalist reporting from Sitka prophetically wrote, "Alaska is destined to supply the world with fish." A mere 8 years later, Alaska took the lead in production, outpacing all other Pacific Coast canneries combined. And by 1912, 34 years after the first Alaska cannery began operation, the annual number of cases of canned seafood had increased by well over 4 million. Canneries have had such a vital impact on Sitka's economy and culture, yet few of us take the time to appreciate the technology that made this industry possible. Like many technological advances throughout history, canning has its roots in war. For thousands of years, humans had tried fermenting, pickling, smoking, salting, and drying their food to make it last longer. But no one had figured out how to keep food in a nearly fresh state of preservation. In 1795, this issue came to head in France as their military forces strayed farther from home, and keeping soldiers and sailors well supplied became challenging. To solve the problem, the French Directory offered a prize, 12,000 francs, or over 300,000 by today's standards, to the person who could make a significant breakthrough in food preservation. After 14 years, a young chef named Nicolas Appert claimed the prize. He packed food into champagne bottles, the strongest airtight containers he could find, sealed the bottles with an odd but efficient combination of lime and cheese, and then heated the bottles. The experiment succeeded, and the technology soon spread. Metal cans began to replace glass bottles, and by 1815, Otto von Kotzebue became one of the first explorers to use canned products as he set out on a 3-year voyage to the Bering Strait and South Seas, during which he charted much of Alaska's coast. Canning quickly made its way to the United States. After the Civil War, the invention of canning machinery greatly increased the popularity and accessibility of canned goods. The most early American companies manufactured and packed cans by hand because it cost too much to ship machinery to Alaska. Hand production continued until the 1910s, when machine-made sanitary cans, the type of can still in use today, began to dominate the market. The growth of the seafood canning industry brought much lasting change to Alaska. The populations of towns transformed as Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino men came north to work the canneries. Cultural tensions rose as Alaska natives fought for their place in the industry. Labor unions organized to contest poor working conditions and unfair pay scales. Canneries even played an important part in the growth of Alaska's lumber industry, as they relied on lumber from Alaskan mills to construct the crates they required to ship their products south. One of the longest-lasting changes came with mechanization of the canning process. It opened the door for dramatically increased production, but also set the stage for overfishing of Alaska's waters. The need for regulation eventually became apparent, and Alaska became the first state to include an article in its state constitution establishing the foundation for the management of natural resources. Today, resource management remains a vital part of life in Alaska. So the next time you see a can of salmon on the grocery store shelf, remember that can holds more than just fish. It contains a uniquely Alaskan story. Tune in all month as we celebrate Sitka's seafood processing and canning history with Sitka History Minutes, sponsored by the Alaska Historical Society's Historic Canneries Initiative. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.